Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 20th. Governor John Hickenlooper has joined the growing chorus against the Trump administration's policy separating parents and children at the Mexican border. As Benta Berkland reports, he called it child abuse.
Hickenlooper signed an executive order banning any state resources from going towards separating children from families on the sole grounds that they're violating federal immigration laws. Colorado isn't spending state money to do that now, but the governor says he wanted to send a clear statement that the policy is unacceptable.
It's hard to imagine that you take children away from their families in a traumatic situation. It's not going to have, you know, negative consequences, right? That's abuse, right?
Hickenlooper also wrote a letter to congressional leaders in Washington calling for the passage of the Keep Families Together Act. It's a bill that he says will only allow separation of children from their parents in the event of suspected abuse or trafficking. It's estimated that several thousand children have been separated from their parents since May. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Piance Mustangs is not just the name of a wild horse herd in northwest Colorado. It's also the name of a new outfit that's helping the Bureau of Land Management do a better job taking care of that herd. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh recently caught up with the group on the range southwest of Meeker and has this story as part of our Western Slope Resources reporting.
Silly boy. Look at you showing off.
Debbie Rudd leans against the hood of her Jeep and takes aim at a band of wild horses with her camera and a giant telephoto lens. Rudd lives in Meeker and visits the Piance East Douglas Mustangs as often as she can.
I'm a horse lover. I grew up with horses. I'm at a part in my life right now where I don't have any of my own. This is a way I can come out and get a horse fix. And Mustangs are really part of the heritage of the American West.
She's part of a new group that's working with the Bureau of Land Management to help with range improvements on the Piance East Douglas Herd Management Area, or HMA, between Meeker and Rangeley. At over 190,000 acres, it's the largest of four designated wild horse rangelands in Colorado. Rudd is up on a plateau called 84 Mesa in the heart of the HMA.
We are in a vast, remote area of Colorado, and as we stand here, we are overlooking a big basin that's a lot of sagebrush with pinyon and juniper tree hills all ringed around us. We can see the flat tops, white-capped mountains in the distance. We also can see some of the oil and gas industry that shares the space with the Mustangs. Oh, I think we're looking at either two bands or three bands of horses right now grazing out in the sagebrush. Some mares, stallions, and a couple foals.
Part of what the Piance Mustangs group wants to do is identify the horses and their bands and keep an eye on births, deaths, and herd dynamics. Rudd said she's fairly new at this.
Some horses really look alike. There's a lot of bays that have no markings, and I don't know if I'm ever going to figure out who all of them are. It's just going to take a lot of time and notes and gas.
While Debbie Rudd observes the herd and works on her identification skills, the rest of the group is fixing fence. It's all part of Piance Mustang's first official work day on the HMA. About mid-afternoon, the rest of the Piance Mustang's group returns to the campsite, sorts old fencing in the back of a truck, and eats lunch.
Is there somebody named Tracy here?
Yep, that's me.
Hi.
Tracy Scott is co-founder and president of Piance Mustangs.
Fence line that was between the HMA and private land. So the cows are going back and forth. The horses are going back and forth. So we put the fence up and repaired places and put some stays in. We picked up a lot of old rusty wire.
Scott says even though the group is brand new, it's already received a private grant to start work.
One of our first projects is to develop some wells, get the wells that are there, but they're not functioning, to get them functioning, to spread the horses out, to spread the cattle out, to spread the wildlife out on the range. Because the water holes are the big place where everybody congregates, and that's where we're seeing lots of range damage.
My name's John D. Hill. I'm from Rangeley, Colorado. have a family ranch from the fourth generation on, with permits right adjacent to the West Douglas herd area.
John Hill, Rangeley rancher and former Rio Blanco County Commissioner, is glad to hear that the group is looking at water and range improvements and Mustang identification. He says one of the problems with BLM's wild horse program is a lack of real management.
The BLM never had the opportunity to sit down and do a plan and be able to stick to it. It's too subject to politics and emotion rather than, you know, what's best for the range and the horses and all other users of the BLM land.
Tracy Scott believes that volunteer groups on all of Colorado's herd management areas have lent credence to the program, but that doesn't mean she's a fan of BLM's current management practices. Ideally, she says, sustainable on-the-range management is key.
The first thing that comes up for me is birth control, is to help slow the population growth, not by gathering, because there is some speculation that the horses go into survival mode, and they make more babies because we're pulling so many of them out. No blame anywhere. It's just, what are we doing here?
After a successful workday out on the range, it looks like this volunteer group and the BLM's White River Field Office are closer to finding an answer to that question. For Western Resources Reporting, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KDNK, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And finally, from press releases, here's an update of the 416 fire outside of Durango. Rainfall has helped firefighters achieve 30% containment of the blaze, which is at 34,161 acres in size as of yesterday afternoon. 1,087 firefighters are battling the blaze. The cause is still under investigation. And as of last night at 9:30 p.m., the upper mailbox fire in Montrose County is now 50% contained and is burning on 474 acres. Crews are still working to secure the perimeter and begin mop-up work. And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.